This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
We grew up in the same family. We lived in the same house and in the same places. Should we go back to work in the culture we grew up in? I hope you enjoy listening in on a conversation that I recently had with my sister Laura. What do you think of TCKs going back to their host cultures to work? Do you think that's a good idea or not so good idea? This is an interesting debate I have with any TCK I meet, so I'm always interested to hear people's opinion on that.
I think you have to be prepared for culture shock because it's very different from living in a culture, growing up as a child, to working in a culture. You're going to meet a lot of things that you haven't encountered before. And if you don't prepare your mind for it, I think you could be quite, I don't know if the word would be disappointed or shocked or horrified. Well, this is the debate I have in my mind because I'm now going to go and work in another neighbouring country from where we grew up. But it's a country I've never visited before and it's a language that I don't speak. And I'm debating whether that's a good thing that I'm going to a new country that I've never been to before or whether my skills would have been better if I was hoping to go maybe to a country where I at least spoke the language. Would I be more useful? But then maybe my expectations would have been wrong and therefore I would have been disappointed. I'm doing a midway. I'm doing a trial run. Let's go to a neighbouring country and see what it's like. It's preparing your mind. I know that if I had gone back to visit where we'd grown up, before I felt settled in the UK, then I would have been totally unsettled by the time I came back. But when I went out there, I was about to buy a flat to own, and I had all my friends from, and I felt like I belonged to a church, and I was going out with that church out there. So when I came back, I didn't feel like I'd come back to a new place where I didn't know anyone. I came back to home because I was living in a shared house and my friends were in the house when I got back and things like that. And immediately when I came back from those 10 days where we used to live, I was back straight into home group and meeting up with friends and it was like I hadn't been away. So I think you have to be settled somewhere before you can go back. Otherwise, you encounter all the same emotions that you had when you first came to your parents' country. What do you think?
No, I'd agree with you. It's good to be settled in one place before you go back. I agree. If you're going to go back to your host culture to work, you need to go there with your eyes open, wide open, and be ready for differences, for change. I think it also makes a difference of when you left the host culture.
Your age.
Because I left our host culture when I was 17.
Yes.
And I came back twice or three times as an adult. And so I think I saw a bit more than maybe you did when you left when you were 16.
Most likely, yes.
Because I saw some of the things that mum and dad struggled with and heard a bit more about it as an adult than when you left when you were 16 or if somebody left when they were even younger.
Yes.
Because then you've only got the rosy memories of growing up.
Yes, that's right.
And I think having visited now a year ago or so also helped to see life as it really is.
Yes.
And talking
as
an adult. Talking to missionaries who we knew from when we were younger, but hearing their adult stories as well.
Yes, I mean, I did that a little bit when I was there for 10 days, hearing their adult stories. And it was interesting to hear it, you know, what the parents never said.
Yes, that's right.
When the children were in earshot. It's made me, I think, a little bit more wary as I'm planning to go abroad. I'm thinking, well, actually, what about this? What about that? You know, how are you going to cope working within an organisation? Do you agree with everything the organisation says and does? Do you have to agree with it to go out with it?
Now, if I asked you a question, where is home, what would you answer?
I would say where I live now in the UK, because I have my own flat. I have personalised it. It has African pictures on the walls. But also, I've created memories there. And it's quite funny. I've bought the flat so that I have somewhere to come back to after I've worked abroad. And the reason being is that because I know I can live in the UK, and I know that I have a British passport, so that entitles me to certain things. And life is quite easy in the UK, I think, as a single woman. I have my car. I can easily get insurance for it. I know where to get it maintained and things like that. So that's my base from which to work from, is what I've decided to use it as. Whereas other people think, I've bought the property, so now I'm going to stay. Okay. Like, no, that's wrong. I've bought it so that I can go everywhere. Oh, that doesn't make sense.
Yes, that's another way of thinking, to build a base of some kind from which you can go rather than having no base at all.
I call it my granny flat. I have my granny flat, which is my retirement home. It's my investment in my future.
Yes, so unlike you, I don't own a flat.
No.
And it doesn't look like I'll ever be able to own a flat with the type of work that I do. And so for me, home is wherever I'm living at the moment. I try and make a place home.
Yes, but you've moved around a lot more, whereas I've lived in central England for 7 years now.
Yes, that's right.
I mean, I have lived in various properties in there, but while the people that I know are there, it's home. But I'm sure they'll move on.
Well, I lived in the place where I was working for 7 years.
Oh, yeah.
But again, the people around me were very transitory. So at the Bible College where I worked, people came and went every year. So again, it was probably a very different lifestyle to yours. Though I do have friends in the area too, and a church that I go to whenever I go back there.
It's interesting. I think your workplace does make a difference. My workplace, people have worked there for 20 odd years. And I can't imagine being there for 20 odd years. Think, oh my goodness, how could you? So I think that does also create the environment of more settlement. So yours, like you said, was very transitory.
In our discussion, Laura emphasised the importance of feeling at home or settled in your passport culture before thinking about moving back to the host culture you grew up in. Both of us realised that life in the host culture will be very different as an adult to when you were growing up there. Your experiences as a child in the culture do not necessarily prepare you for life abroad as an adult. You have certain skills, whether linguistic or cross-cultural abilities, and you are also very adaptable. However, whether you are going back to your host culture or to a totally new culture, you will need to approach it as if starting from scratch.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.